Hey, everybody, I'm Lauren Hicks. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. This is episode 265, and I'm so glad that you've joined me today. Now, I know there are some new listeners to this podcast, so let me tell you about the 5-Minute Discipleship Journal. Earlier this year, I created a journal to help you get more out of your daily time in God's Word. The journal includes prompts to help you discover what God is saying to you and how you will apply it to your life. The 5-Minute Discipleship Journal is available on Amazon for a low cost, and I invite you to check it out. Today on the podcast, we are talking about honoring God with our thoughts. Often, as I start my day, I'll pray a prayer and ask God to help me to honor Him today. I'll ask God to help me to honor Him with my words, my attitude, my choices and decisions, and even my thoughts. Yes, my thoughts. Now, I know there are people who believe that our thoughts don't really matter. I've heard people say, Lauren, my thoughts are personal. They're private. My thoughts aren't hurting anyone. And my response to that is, yes, but God knows your thoughts. Psalm chapter 139, verse 2 says, you know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. The Bible actually has a lot to say about our thoughts. And the reason our thoughts matter is because our thoughts impact our emotions. And our emotions influence our actions. Now, if you've ever responded to someone in an angry way, your response originated in your thoughts. If you've ever made a bad decision, your choice originated in your thinking. Yes, your thoughts do matter. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, then your desire will be to honor Him with every part of your life, even your thought life. Now, our minds are often very disobedient to God. All of a sudden, you wake up and you catch yourself, why am I so worried? Why am I so afraid? Now, you didn't wake up and consciously decide to feel resentful or bitter. What happened? Your thoughts went that way and you entertained them. You ever notice that your thoughts are often rebellious? When you start to pray, your thoughts will even drift away. Now, you may have heard this quote, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Now, Christians like you and I need the help of the Holy Spirit. You see, we can't change our thoughts on our own. It begins with asking God to help us to pay attention to what we are thinking. And we ask, am I thinking healthy thoughts or hurtful thoughts? Am I thinking uplifting thoughts or destructive thoughts? And this is important because we don't always notice what's going on in our minds. Now, there are people who every day, all day long, have habitual patterns of bitter thoughts or anxious thoughts or selfish thoughts or lustful thoughts or greedy thoughts, and they couldn't even tell you what's going on in their minds. We also need God's help to help us learn to focus our thoughts. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 is helpful. It says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Not only is it important to monitor our thoughts, but with God's help, you and I can begin to focus our thoughts. We can give direction to what we're thinking about. I can begin to tell my mind where I want it to go. It's amazing how many people think they are victims of whatever is running through their minds. We have in our possession the remote control to our thoughts, but some people act as if they have no control, and they'll say, I can't stop. I can't stop thinking about food, or I can't stop thinking about sex, or I can't stop worrying about my kids. Again, we can pray and ask God to give us strength right here. We can say, Lord, here's what's on my mind right now. Right now I'm angry, or right now I'm bitter. Right now I'm afraid, or right now I'm tempted. Would you give me help with this? Will you guide me? Will you give me strength to focus my mind on helpful, productive thoughts? Lord, give me pure thoughts and give me thoughts that honor you. And here's today's challenge. Pray about two things today. Ask God to help you to take inventory of your thoughts. Are they honoring God? Second, ask Him to help you focus your thoughts on things that are healthy and Christ-honoring. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If this podcast is helping you, if you're learning, if you're growing, I'd be honored if you'd hit the share button on your podcast app and share it on social media or text a friend and invite them to listen in. I hope you have a great day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.